What if I told you an Olympic gold medalist still hears the same thoughts we do? I don't deserve to be here. What if I mess this up? Everyone is watching. Today's Quick Lift is Olympic level mindset training from Charlotte Worthington, BMX freestyle Olympic gold medalist. Because the way she handles fear, pressure, comparison, and expectations is exactly what we need for our workday. Welcome to Loud and Lifted Quick Lift, the under 10-minute episode where we turn big insights into small, repeatable moves you can actually use this week. I'm your host, Betsy Hamm. Today, we're pulling the most actionable lessons from my conversation with Charlotte Worthington, and you do not need a BMX bike to use these. Thank goodness. You just need a moment that matters. Let's get into it. Takeaway number one, opportunity isn't luck, it's a decision. Charlotte shared something wild. She had been riding BMX for only about a year when this massive opportunity showed up. She got noticed and suddenly there was a real path where she thought, wait, there's a chance here. I can go somewhere with this sport. Now, she was super clear, yes, the stars aligned and the timing was there, but then she had to work her ass off. And she said yes to this path before she probably felt completely confident or even actually know where it was going to head. Sometimes opportunity arrives before the confidence does. Your job isn't to feel ready. Your job is to respond like a pro and capitalize on the opportunity and then work your ass off. Action item, the opportunity contract. So write this down. If there's an opportunity in front of you that you just haven't been sure if you should pursue, write it down. And then say how you're going to honor it. What are you going to do? And then choose one behavior over the next 7 days that would help you move this forward. One small behavior, one big identity shift. Takeaway number two, pressure is practice and you can train your thoughts. Charlotte said something I love. People don't realize you can practice your thought process for high pressure, in her case, even dangerous situations. That's not just for mentally tough people. Her visualization isn't just see the run. It's predicting what the thoughts will be when how they're going to show up. I'm going to feel like I don't deserve to be here. I'm going to feel like I'm going to mess up. Everyone's intimidating. I'm going to overthink everything. She said those thoughts might appear, and that's normal. The key is planning to how you respond, and that's the training. She said she uses tools like breathing and getting present and visualization. She visualizes the moment, and she predicts the thoughts and feelings that will show up during that moment, because those thoughts are going to appear whether you invited them or not. So action item here is have a thought rehearsal. Pick one upcoming moment this week. Maybe it's a tough conversation, a presentation, a negotiation, a big meeting. And think about it. The moment is a tough conversation with one of my employees. The thoughts I expect to show up are, I'm nervous. She's going to get mad at me. Whatever those thoughts are, write them down. And then have your response plan. Maybe it's the breath work, maybe it's a truth statement, and also it's being prepared before you get to that point. Because the goal isn't going to be to eliminate the nerves. The goal is to respond well. The nerves are going to be there. Takeaway number three, non-attachment to the outcome creates calm. Charlotte talked about going into the Olympics, her first Olympics, with the mindset that she was fully prepared to walk away with nothing, because for her, the win was that she was there. She was even at the Olympics. That's called non-attachment. And it's not, I don't care. It's, I care a lot, but I'm not going to let the results hijack my performance or even the experience of being there. She said so much of her sport is out of her control, and this allowed her to be present, take the risk, stay calm, and just enjoy the moment. Action item, there's things you can control and there's things you can't control right before that big moment. So whatever that big moment is, maybe it's an important meeting that's coming up, write down what's in your control. It's preparation, your tone, your clarity, how you listen, how you ask, how you show up. What's not in your control is other people's reactions, the final decision, the room's mood. So pick a process goal, be clear, stay curious, don't rush, ask for the next step. And when you stop gripping to the outcome, you get your brain back. Takeaway number four, the expectation trap after success. Then Charlotte shared after her first Olympics, where she really didn't have expectations and she walked away with a gold medal, she went to her next Olympics where there was this huge expectation. After she went one gold, everything flipped upside down for her. Now she had this immense pressure that I'm the Olympic gold medalist. I have to defend my medal. And she had to be the best in the room. Everybody was literally gunning for her. She said that mindset maybe can push you short term, but it's not sustainable and it's not enjoyable. She said she had the worst experience at that Olympics and she felt like she lost herself. This can happen to us professionally as well when you get to a certain level and you feel like all eyes are on you because of your title or the expectation. So take a moment if this is your case and think about that expectation that you feel like you're carrying. And if you started with a blank slate, what would you focus on? So instead of I must be the best, choose I'll be prepared and adaptable. And instead of I can't mess up, choose I will stay present and learn fast. You don't owe anyone a repeat performance of your greatest hits. And the last key takeaway and my absolute favorite is swap comparison for admiration. Charlotte admitted she was a lone wolf for a long time, totally comfortable doing her own solo thing. And then post Tokyo, everything shifted. There was more attention. There was more expectations. She had to be a role model now. There was more people involved. And suddenly team wasn't optional. And she hit the honesty bomb in an individual sport. You get stuck in this ego trap of thinking, if I help them, I'm making my own job harder. And in the leadership version, professionally, it's if I lift her up, it makes me look smaller. That mindset fuels comparison, especially between women, and it's exhausting. So she built a practice that changed everything for her. Swap comparison for admiration. Not stop comparing. Your brain needs a replacement action and it's just natural. But when another woman's success triggers you, don't spiral. Don't shrink. Don't assign meaning. Just admire it. Learn from it and say it out loud. The action item here is next time comparison hits, run the script. First, admire. Wow, that's impressive. She did an amazing job in that meeting. Learn. What can you learn from it? I learned how she handled the tough questions, how she kept the conversation positive and optimistic. And then praise her. Give her credit out loud. Say, hey, you did great at that meeting. I loved how you handled those tough conversations and you redirected everything back to your focus. Give them praise. That's out loud. And then do one concrete support move this week. Afterwards, share her win in a meeting or send a real compliment. Make an intro. Pay attention then after you admire, learn, and praise. Did that support really drain you? Or did it stabilize you and maybe even motivate you? Swap comparison for admiration. Charlotte's story is such a reality check in the best way. You can literally be the best in the world at something and still hear the same inner noise. Comparison, self-doubt, I'm not enough, spiral, the pressure to prove you belong again and again. So if you're feeling that this week, here's your permission slip. Nothing is wrong with you. That's not a character flaw. That's a human brain under pressure. The difference is you don't have to let it drive you. Try one of Charlotte's practices. Predict the thought that will show up and pre-check your response. Detach from the outcome and focus on the process and what's in your control. And when comparison hits, swap it for admiration. Learn from it, say something, and support it out loud. If this helps, share it with a friend who's walking into a big room this week and follow Loud and Lifted for more confidence tools, real talk, and practical moves for women in leadership. Until next time, stay loud and stay lifted.